This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey, Steve here. The murders on this show are not real murders. Believe it or not, they're completely made up. Enjoy the show.
I'm Griffin.
I'm Steve.
This is Killed to Death.
We solve murders.
Earlier today, I found a fun subreddit I enjoyed called r/aquariums.
Oh, nice.
And it was people showing off pictures of their own home aquariums.
Oh, home aquariums,
yes.
Not ones they visited.
No.
Okay.
No, this is like personal aquariums.
Right.
And people would show like pictures of their fish and was like, this is Tony. I just bought him.
Nice.
And it was very, it was a very nice community.
Sounds like a very safe space.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone just showing off their fish.
So what we did in the time in between that and recording, we researched some aquarium tips for your own home aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a nice one yourself, some of the fish you might want, some of the plants, some of the decor to make a nice aquarium.
I know you don't like to be genuine, but I'm going to be genuine for a second, and I'm going to genuinely shout out my father, who takes care of our fish very well. He got a betta fish that he loves to take care of, and you know what he does is he swaps out the like thing, because it just has like one little centerpiece in his little bowl, because he thinks he gets bored by the other one, so he goes like, I should buy him a new thing. He's going to want a new statue in the middle or something, so he buys a little fun statue. He's a Buddha sometimes.
Here's my theory.
Yeah.
I think your dad likes those statues and uses it an excuse to buy new ones for himself.
They do
where did the old ones
line
go?
His shelf. No. I don't know where they... I actually don't know where he keeps them when they're not in the tank.
Shout out to my dad as well. Great. He plays guitar very well. I just didn't want to make him feel left out because your dad got a shout out.
Did you ever have a fish growing up?
Yeah, we had a goldfish. And then...
did you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because that is like the cliched fish to have. But you don't actually hear of a lot of people actually having goldfish.
So what's your aquarium tip?
Get a goldfish.
Get a goldfish.
Yeah, dude.
It'll spice up any aquarium.
No, my actual tip is get one of those sucker fish that sucks the side of the goldfish.
Those ones are great. The side of the goldfish. That's a parasite,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, dude. It sucks on the side and it latches on and just goes wherever the goldfish goes. And it's so funny to watch. So definitely get one of
those. The goldfish, like, try and shake them off.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my tip.
Great. Another tip, if you want to draw comparisons to the grocery store, you can get an aquarium with nothing and a pile of lobsters, all elastic banded.
Now, I used to work at Red Lobster, so I used to pull them out. You hate out their genuine stories?
No one
cares? Is that what you're about to say?
No.
Well, all right.
No one doesn't like these stories, is what I was going to say.
Well, you know what? Everyone misses out on a good lobster tale then. Sorry. My other tip, buy blue rocks.
Blue rocks, why?
Because they meld in with the water, and then you think it goes on forever.
Oh, that's true. That's more for you, the person.
Yeah, because then you can look at your tank and go, look how big.
What the hell? There's a hole in the bottom.
There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
Now, is that a song?
Yes. There's a
shanty?
There's a rock and a log and a frog and a bug and
I know a hole in
the
ground and the tree in the hole. And the hole in the ground and the green grass goes all around and around.
No, that's not it. There's like...
And on that branch, there was a bird.
No, I'm talking about there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole, there's a hole in the bottom of the sea. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Do you want to solve a murder?
Yeah, okay.
The victim. Ben, convenience store clerk, found dead. Today's guest, C.S. Lewis, a regular at the store who found the body. C.S., hello.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
No worries. Is that how you'd like to be addressed, as C.S.?
Yeah, it's kind of a nickname, like
short for siesta.
yeah, because I like to sleep. I like to sleep. Like, who doesn't? Like, like you say to anybody, you like sleep.
It's like you like food.
Well, try it.
Yeah,
yeah, you like food. You like
try it to Steve.
Oh, okay, Steve, do you like sleep?
Yeah.
Griffin, you like sleep?
Of course.
Yeah.
Wow, it does work.
That's 100%. And this is
the whole room.
Well, CS, do you like sleep?
Yeah, you know what? I go back and forth on it.
No, that's why they call you siesta.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, one day I got up early. Genuinely did not like it.
You didn't like getting up early?
Yeah, it was dark. It was still dark out, which, you know, Body Rhythms. Do you guys know that
the cicada?
Yeah, the cicada what? Body Rhythms.
That's the bug in the tree, isn't it?
Yeah, the cicadas. What are you talking
and
about?
The cicada was on the branch, and the branch was on the tree, and the tree was in the hole in the ground.
Yeah.
In the bottom of the sea.
The cicada, no, circadian yeah, you know rhythm? Sarcadian rhythm.
Sarcadian rhythm?
I don't
know. Is that a different song? This is a song I'm thinking of. There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza.
I know that one, too, yeah, but that's a different one.
That's Crabs in the Bucket by Chaos.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking of Chaos. I'm always thinking about Sunday.
You're always thinking about Chaos.
Yeah.
Are you an East Coaster? And is Chaos from the East Coast?
Yeah.
Who else would have the gall to sing about crabs?
Yeah, I'm from wherever Chaos is from, which we assume is the East Coast. Yeah, lots of crab buckets. You know what? All East Coast songs are related to crabs, lobsters, or sand. Sand and water.
Like what?
Oh, you ever heard of Waterflies? You Are My Sand?
Who are these by?
Is that a funny song? They're all gets all chaos.
No, those are all chaos. Yeah, all okay, chaos. Yeah. So he's definitely an East Coaster.
He's the most popular. He's the most popular of the East Coaster.
He's a musician songs. Today.
There's also Ashley McIsaac. Is that the fiddler guy?
It could be.
Yeah, he's...
No, that's Scott Woods. Yes. Fiddle champion, but I don't think he's from the East Coast.
No, I think it's Lynn Teplitsky, fiddle champion.
Are they still... We've mentioned three champions.
Well...
depending on the year,
I guess, that's true. Yeah, there could be multiple champions.
It's like... I was talking about champion of 1896.
Then that is Ashley McIsaac.
Yeah, that was Ashley McIsaac.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, you guys are probably more current.
Yeah, we're more current, so we know the fiddle champions of the 1800s.
Yeah, of the 18. Well, yeah. Oh, you were also mentioning 1800. I thought.
Oh, yeah. No, these were the next. Years
the next
you were
two
mentioning.
Following
yeah.
years: 1896, 97, 98.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Ashley McIsaac, Scott Woods, Lynn Teplitsky.
Yeah. And then the past 100 years and more.
No fiddles.
No
there
fiddles.
Was a ban.
Ever since
yeah,
the
prohibition.
Ban.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which. As soon as they started using them as weapons, I was like, I'm all on board with shutting this down.
You can put a bayonet on the end of anything.
Yeah.
People would carry around gun cases, and people would be like, what is in there? And they'd open it up, and they're like, I don't know, a fiddle!
Yeah, and the cases themselves had a bayonet on them. That was a giveaway right there.
You can put a bayonet on anything.
You can put a bayonet. Let's name things. Top 10 things you can put a bayonet on.
Shirt.
Shirt, yeah, for sure. That is protective right there. I say top of helmet. That's the standard.
Oh, the Roman style.
Yeah, Roman style.
I'm going to say a knife.
Yeah, put a bayonet
on top of a knife.
Double. Like like that guy in the Star Wars movie with the swords
with
coming
the
up the side. Yeah, with the big knife.
Darth Vader running around with a big knife.
He just stabs.
And he could throw it, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's the bone. Like, nobody ever threw their lightsaber, but like in the middle of a lightsaber battle, you throw a knife. That's fine. That's
I mean,
an
I hate
advantage.
To tell you, but people do throw their lightsabers.
People do throw their lightsabers?
Yeah, them all
yeah and that brings us to number four. A lightsaber you can put a bayonet on. We're still going. Six more.
Yeah. Who's throwing lightsabers? That seems... What? That's how you're going to lose one.
It comes back with the force.
Oh, yeah.
Boomerang, put a bayonet on it. Get a bunch of people.
Put a bayonet on a boomerang.
that's and a bayonet on a kangaroo. All of Australia
you
can
go.
Cover
that's
with
number six.
Bayonets.
Mm-hmm.
The continent of Australia. Is it a continent?
Australia?
It feels like it should be.
It is.
Yeah,
it's got its own
What
thing
else
going
would it be?
There.
Asia?
Yeah. Australasia.
Australasia is that whole subsection. Indonesia.
Yep. You could put a bayonet on that globe.
On a globe? Yeah.
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 Just one. If you got three globes, don't put a bayonet on all three. That's just...
Well, yeah, because you can only hold one globe at a time.
Yeah.
And then just kind of shove it at someone.
Literally overkill. Is what you're doing with too many bayonets.
And speaking of... Actually, we got three more bayonet things.
Is there three? Okay. Horse's head.
Horse's head.
Sunglasses.
Oh, I was going to say sunglasses.
Oh, I was going to say horse's head. I was forced to my second one. It's a chain reaction here.
Oh, shit. Well, what's your...
Well, my backup for sunglasses is horse's head.
Yeah.
So we're just going to go back down the chain here.
Well, my backup for horse's head, then. I guess we'll have to use that.
Yeah,
so sunglasses.
You can't put a bayonet on a chain.
Yeah.
We can't put that on the list.
That's true. That's true. That is the one thing. I feel like I knew we would get to it eventually. We got it on two horses' head, but no chains.
Yeah.
No,
it's like that rapper,
chains.
No Chains.
Yeah. We're on the same page.
Oh, I don't. I only know East Coast.
East Coast rappers. Classified.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I know Classified.
You know a bunch of Classified
sand
songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What?
Sand in the bucket.
Sand, yeah. Sand under the bucket.
Yep. He's got a song called Sand in the Bucket. He's got a song called Sand Under the Bucket.
Sand around the bucket.
Yeah, man.
Full of sand.
Bucket full of sand. Put some sand in my bucket. With some romantic song, ballad.
Yeah.
Put some sand in my bucket. If you
dear
love
lies.
Me. Dear Liza. Dear Liza.
All his songs are addressed, which I know, I like.
Yeah, yeah. He was in love with Dear Liza.
Now,
yeah,
speaking
cool.
of death and bayoneting people,
oh,
you
yeah?
found a corpse.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's why I rushed in here. I was hoping you could help. Sorry we got caught up in all that other conversation.
No, yeah, you seemed so frantic. You kicked open the door.
Yeah.
You really wanted to talk, and then we got right into
yeah, we got
top
little,
10 bayonets.
Got a little distracted.
Well, it won't happen again.
Yeah. So this convenience store I frequent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where is this and what is this?
It's at the corner of, do you know St. Clair and Bathurst
yeah.
area?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So not at the corner.
Yeah, it's not at that corner.
But right around there. There's
yeah,
a Starbucks around
it's
there.
It's in that area. Yeah, you know.
It's a Kibo Sushi.
Yeah. Yeah. And they got like that new condo going up.
Yep.
There's like a Loblaws.
South Street Burger.
Yeah. Just down the street. Yeah, if you were to get on that streetcar,
okay,
and then head over to like Young and St. Clair area,
and then take the subway,
and then take the subway down to Bloor, and then head over to Broadview, and then get off.
Yeah,
you know
okay.
that convenience store? It's more of a dollar store. It's on the south side.
Yeah,
yeah,
near the Alibabas.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, right next
okay.
from that. Anyway,
that's the convenience.
Yeah,
store.
That's the convenience store. I was just giving everyone some
direction.
No, is that the trip you take to get to this convenience store all
yeah.
the time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
What yeah. makes this convenience store so special for you?
I would say the lack of ambiance.
No ambiance.
Yeah, yeah. Some convenience stores, you know, you walk into a place and you feel like you gotta buy something.
Mm,
you know
gross.
Those places? All places.
Yeah, everything
I
has
feel
a
like
price
are like,
tag.
Everyone has a, yeah, everything has a, everyone has a price tag. Everything has a price tag. And you're expected to buy things. And it's like, sometimes I just want to have a place away from my place
right.
to be.
Do you have a family?
I do. I have a wife and 6 wonderful children.
And sometimes you'll just need to get away to a convenience store for some peace of mind.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, doesn't everybody? Doesn't, like, in the same way that you love sleep, who doesn't love a peace of mind convenience store? Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Do you love a good peace of mind convenience store?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah. What about you, Griffin?
Yeah, I like sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a previous question, but
sunglasses.
The sunglasses, you can also put a bayonet on. Good. Yeah, so other things that I can think of to put a bayonet on are a candle.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe a doorknob if you don't want people
that's dangerous. That's like Home Alone shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, if you are home alone, that is how you want to protect yourself.
It's putting a bayonet on a candle.
Yeah,
or a doorknob.
Yeah,
or a candle.
Yeah, or on a candle. Because when they go to light that bayonet, it doesn't light.
You know what annoyed me in Home Alone is he lit the candles and he had his craft dinner all ready to go, but he never doesn't get to eat it.
Oh, yeah. Who's this?
Yeah, he didn't have good...
Kevin McAllister.
Oh, okay.
Kevin McAllister.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like an East Coaster.
Yeah, you know,
he really does.
Yeah. Ashley McIsaac and Kevin McAllister.
Yeah,
they were in a band together. called Sand.
Sand Band.
Yeah, Sand Band. Yeah.
Sand Band Gundy.
Yeah, so I went and bought the first Sand Band album when I was probably 6. And then ever since then, I got really into that style of music. If that was your question.
It was.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
And so on this particular day, you...
The day I was listening to the first Sand Band album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
was like a sunny day.
It was like a sunny day.
It was like a sunny day, but not really, because clouds were in the way.
Okay,
right.
So it was like a cloudy day.
Yeah, but you know the sun's there. The sun doesn't go away.
Mm.
Which there's a saying that it's like, hey, if you're looking at the clouds hoping to see the sun, you got to realize you're looking at the clouds from the point of view of the sun.
Whoa.
Dear Eliza.
Dear Eliza. I said that to my son one day.
Is that your son's name?
Yeah, yeah. Dear Eliza. Yeah, dear... Dear Liza Lewis.
Yeah,
that's my son's name. Don't see why that's funny.
So how about another day? Take us through when you found Ben.
Oh, yeah. The dead convenience store guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know him well if you frequent there all the time?
Yeah. Listen, I don't know if you're trying to make it sound incriminating. I mean,
I
want to learn a little bit more about him if you knew anything about him. Like,
I honestly barely knew him. Wow. I mean, I knew him like I'd been to his house.
Okay.
Like, for dinner every night.
for
a few years.
And you guys just ate in silence.
It was a lot of, you know, he had a tough day. I have children.
Tough life.
Yeah, I have a tough life. Yeah, and so we would just bond in eye contact. You know what? I shouldn't say eye contact because we barely made it, but
you vibed that he was in the room.
Yeah, and he had a mirrored table. So even if you were looking down, you could see his eyes because he was also looking down. So I felt like there was eye contact through the table.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like a two-way mirror. Like it looks like a table when you're sitting at it, but underneath you can look up at the people eating.
Yeah, it is also that. It's a two mirrored mirror.
Right.
Both sides are mirrors. Is that what you were expressing?
The two-way mirror.
Yeah,
the two-way
mirror.
Two people under the table can look at themselves.
Yeah. One person's on one side grooming, the other person is also on that side, the other side grooming.
Unaware. Then you can be under the table grooming.
And then one person's under the wear, under the table, under the wear.
Under the wear, you got yourself.
Uh-huh, we got him to say under the wear.
Yeah, which was the word of the day that you told me about. So what's the gift? Or what is the...
Steve?
Oh, yeah, we got you this fireball.
Oh, wow. That is hot. That's a hot fireball.
Hot to the touch. Yeah, did you microwave
it's hot
that?
Hot to the touch.
You got it. Otherwise, it's not smooth.
Right, yeah. You drink a fireball right out of the store. It's chunky. It's chunky. You got to melt the innards. Got to melt the insides. Get it smooth.
Were you shopping normally when you go, or were you just browsing and somewhere to hang out ambiance-less?
I was looking for My Name Is stickers. You know those stickers?
Hello, My Name Is.
Hello, My Name Is.
Yeah.
Hello, My Name Is. They're like red with white.
Yeah.
White for the name.
White where you leave. Yeah. They don't come with names.
They come with names?
They come with names.
It's like keychains. You have to find yours.
Yeah, so you got
to
pick through. And then you buy a pack, and it's a mixed pack. Like the name on the front isn't like all of them.
Yeah.
They're like
Pokemon cards where you don't know what's inside.
Yeah,
you just buy them in hope.
Yeah, yeah. And every day I buy a couple packs in hopes that one of them is CS. And none so far.
Wow.
And I talked to Ben about that, and we laugh. We laugh because we talk when we're there, but not at, you know,
not at dinner.
Not at dinner. Dinner time is for eating.
And grooming.
And what?
And grooming.
And grooming and looking.
Grooming and looking at each other through the table.
In the same way that any time after the sun goes down is for sleep. Any time that's not daylight is for sleep.
When the sun truly does go away.
Yeah. Sun goes to sleep. I don't know if you know the science behind it, but the sun goes to sleep.
Oh, okay.
And nighttime is not like a sunny day.
Yeah.
The sunlight closes.
Yeah.
Closes its big pupil.
It's like an eye closing.
Yeah.
And then, which is what some people call an eclipse.
Night's an eclipse.
Every night's an eclipse. They're just very often, people don't look up. You know, when they say, hey, there's an eclipse, everyone decides now's the time to look up.
Yeah.
But if anything, you should look up every night because there's an eclipse coming. Don't wait for scientists to tell you when to look at the sun. You look at the sun when you want to look at the sun. That's what I said to my son one time.
Was this Dear Eliza or another one of the five?
It was another son, Dear Henry.
So you looked at your son and told him to look at the sun.
Yep. I was telling him to look at Dear Liza.
You're not supposed to look at your sons.
I was telling Dear Liza.
He can look at his sons whenever he wants to look at his sons.
I can look at my sons. I can look at my sons. I was telling Dear Henry to not look at Dear Liza in that way. Or look at him every day. Those are the options. Don't look at him at all or look at him every day. Just the basic rules.
Zero rules.
So Ben was dead when I got there.
So you the normal day, you go in.
I don't know if I described the weather.
Not of this day. You only described it the first time you heard the sand band.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like, it was cloudy, but like wispy clouds. And then, it was
like a cirrus.
Yeah, like cirrus clouds. Like there were serious clouds.
They were serious clouds.
They were very serious clouds.
CS clouds.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Maybe that's what I'm named after. I don't think so, although it's probably the sleep. Anyway, so I put the cassette in and I press play. And instantly.
The Sandman.
The Sandman.
Oh, you're taking us back to the day you heard the Sandman.
Yeah, which story you want now? Oh,
this the same day?
It was. This was, I found this body.
When you were six.
Yeah, when I was six. This is many, many
years ago. You came rushing in here with this
cold
case.
Well, because it was, you know when you remember something that you had like blocked from memory?
Right.
And I had just come from seeing, a hypnotherapist
mm-hmm.
who said you need to work through some stuff. Maybe this is why you can't form bonds with your family and stuff like that, who are now full-grown adults.
Yeah, because you were a father of six when you were six.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's like a kid a year.
Exactly, exactly. So now I'm a father of six still. Father of six. No, nothing changed.
They are almost your age.
They're probably now the age I was when I found my first dead body.
Was this your first, or you'd found dead bodies before?
I had found dead bodies before. Six dead bodies.
One every year.
No, you know what? Ben was the sixth. I don't mean to say six, then
Ben.
Oh,
it was only
Ben
five.
Ben was the sixth. So it was five before.
Okay.
Yeah. If that's on the record. I don't know if this has gone record.
It's just digital files. We don't do records.
Oh,
that's not how podcasts work.
Oh, did I ever tell you about the first record I bought?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. It was called, Winter Tunes by the Sandcastles, and it was just songs about winter and songs
sad.
Yeah,
the sand's hidden.
What,
the sand is hidden?
Yeah, sand.
Sand goes to sleep during the winter.
The hand sand is hidden by snow.
Hand sanitizer.
Yeah, is that what? That's a thing.
What are we doing? What are we doing right now?
We're trying to solve a murder.
That's it.
So you found the body of Ben.
Yeah,
you say wispy clouds.
Yeah. Oh no. Wispy clouds. Told that was the sand. The sand band day. This was
gonna flag
that this was a truly sunny day.
You were 6 years old and you were eating dinner at this guy's house every night.
Yeah. Was that weird? You know, when I look back, maybe I've blocked it out. There might be future memories coming, and I apologize if I start screaming at some point. It's just the hypnotherapy is slowly coming in, and I'm starting to piece things together.
Or was Ben closer to your age? And working at this.
Fuck yeah.
No.
You like that?
No. Ben was a full adult working at a convenience store. Why would there be a six-year-old kid working at a convenience store?
Right,
no, Ben was a full adult who would invite me home to his home.
Or at least you wouldn't talk or look at each other.
You wouldn't look. We wouldn't talk or look at each other. He would just busy himself. Whatever that means.
Eating.
Yeah.
And nothing else.
We're both eating and doing nothing else. And then we'd say bye politely. And then I would head home to my six kids.
So we don't even have to go over the weather on this day that you found him.
Oh, okay.
Well, we already know it's the same day.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Right.
So you walk into
But the clouds store. Had parted. I walk into, Broadview area. Yeah, anyway,
I don't know how to get there.
Where are you coming from? St. Clair West area?
No, I'm coming from Hamilton.
Oh, God, there's highways. There's highways involved. You got to go... I know this.
There's so much less specific instructions.
Ooh, get on the highway.
Get on the highway.
Follow the sign that says Toronto... head towards that sign. Don't crash into the sign, but like follow the sign's directions.
Go through it, like underneath it, through
the
two poles.
Yeah, go through the two poles, and then field goal, you are in Toronto. That's how signs work.
At Broadview. Where
and
you
then
walked
you
into the convenience
then
store.
Then I walk into the convenience store, like any other day, just picking up name stickers. And
still no CSs.
Still no CSs, despite my recommendations. Four so, and like explaining, it's just one of a full pack, and don't put it on the front. Obviously, that would deter people. I'm just asking for one amidst any of the pack.
What were you planning to do with this sticker once you got it? Were you going to attend some event that you needed
conference?
This for?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to a conference. It's like I forget the name, it was so many years ago, but it's a conference that's with that pyramid scheme where you like learn to better your brain. Better brain? Better brain. You ever, is that still
I think
around?
It's Better Brain.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like it worked.
Anyway, the Better Brain conference, which is how I'm able to talk now. At the time, I wasn't talking much, but now I'm able to talk, and all thanks to Better Brain and the Better Brain leader, hail Dr. Schlag. Hail Dr. Schlag, and thank you to Better Brain for all your help. And anyway, so...
But still no CSs on the sticker.
So no CSs.
I guess turn to leave.
Yeah, bought enough packs to, I figure, get a at least get enough name tags for everyone else at the conference.
You're on a couple packs a day at this point.
Yeah. I was up to honestly two or three packs a day. It was getting a little out of hand. Because honestly, hundreds of people at this conference. These are big conferences. Again, the likelihood of hitting those exact names were hard to get to, mm-hmm. but I think they appreciated my dedication. Anyway, I look behind the counter, and there's a dead body. I don't know if I've brought this up before, but I found a dead body.
Okay.
And
that's
why I rushed in here. Yeah. So if we could get to it, help me deal with this possible murder, and so that I can have enough evidence to take it to the crime court cold case file unit and say to them, hey, I saw this 86 years ago. And is that the math? I don't know.
Well, hopefully we'll try and figure out what happened in this body. But in the meantime, we have to take a break.
What? I need this solved. What are you doing?
Oh, no, we'll be back. I won't be, but he will be.
What? Where are you going?
I gotta go.
Are you going to solve this?
No, I got to go swap out my little item in the fish tank.
Oh, like father, like son.
Like father, like son. I don't have any fish in it, but I just like to change out the thing in it.
Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hello, we are back. Not Steve, of course, but me and C.S. Lewis.
Yeah. Hey. Thanks again. Thanks for
you. You rushed in here after remembering a cold case.
This happened
to you in your youth when you were 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
A father of six with a wife.
Yeah.
But every day to get away from them, you would visit the convenience store by the Alibabas at Broadview.
Yeah, and a pickup name. Tags for,
of course,
for the Better Brain conference. And I don't know if I told you, but this one day I go in and I see Ben, who's the regular cashier,
right?
Who I normally have dinner with
every night.
Every night,
we don't look at each other or talk to each other, other than a bye at the end.
Yeah, I mean, you know, dinner. That's how dinner is. Go to dinner, go to bed, go to sleep, enjoy sleep. Anyway, I look behind, and he's behind the counter, and I was like, oh my God, he finally took my advice, naps. And then I saw a pool of blood, and I thought, whoa, he really struggled with the nap, must have, like, maybe his brain is leaking, or maybe he, like, hit himself with a hammer to force the nap, and, because I'd really been selling it. Really been selling the importance of sleep.
Right.
And I thought maybe just gone too far.
Hammer in hand? Maybe we just solve this thing.
Yeah. I mean, there was a bloody hammer in his hand.
Okay.
A bunch of stab wounds all down his back.
Okay.
And he had been burned from the on the feet.
All right. So
I assume it was the hammer. If we solved it.
Hello?
Hello there and hello there.
Oh my God.
Are you scared because he has an accent?
No, bow! No, this is like, this is such an honor. You are, bow.
Bow!
Bow! What?
Bow!
Bow and say the words.
Hello, welcome to my house.
No!
Please take a seat.
You know my son.
I know your son?
No, my son!
Dear
you
who?
Know the words? Say some.
better brain, better
no,
brain.
All hail Dr. Schlag.
All hail Dr. Schlag. All hail Dr. Schlag.
Schlag, I know Schlag, my
Dr.
name.
Dr. Schlag. Oh, this is...
Say it!
Okay,
Don't, please do not disrespect God.
Say it!
Please don't disrespect God.
Leave.
Say all hail Dr. Schlag.
All hail Dr. Schlag.
Please do not disrespect you. God. All
please
hail
do not
Dr. Schlag.
Please do not disrespect God. Please all hail Dr.
Second please was not necessary.
That's not part of
but
it,
acceptable?
But
yeah.
Acceptable.
I spiced it up with a second please.
Okay, good. Thank you so much.
You are a doctor.
Yes. Like Dr. Scholes.
Oh,
a foot doctor. What is that? Pediatrician? No, that's kids.
Podiatrist?
Podiatrist.
Yes.
You are a podiatrist.
Yes. I was before I started Better Brain.
Oh, you are the founder of Better Brain.
Yes, providing better brains.
He's the home of Better Brain.
That's me, the home of Better Brain. So I come to you to check on one of my disciples. Thank you for your monthly installments. I've been receiving your payments. Is everything to your satisfaction?
Yeah, it's an honor. It's an honor to see you and thank. I don't know what I owe this.
No, nothing.
Personal visit.
I've been slowly making the rounds and checking on everyone. Oh, I check on every disciple, and today is your day, my
son.
How
did you know he would be in my house?
Because I track everyone.
Oh,
you think those are just pills that you take?
This is like a crazy coincidence because I just saw a hypnotherapist.
No
who,
kidding.
Unleashed all the memories I had of the
no
time
kidding.
And my time at Better Brain.
Ah.
So I don't know if there was anything you wanted to keep under wraps, but it's going to come out now.
Well, yeah,
because my brain is reactivated.
No, there's nothing wrong with Better Brain. It's just providing a better brain.
Let's talk a little bit about Better Brain.
Okie doke.
This is an institute you have
what
founded.
What is going on? What is this?
This is a podcast.
Okay, go ahead.
So you have founded Better Brain.
I host a podcast, a Better Brain podcast.
Is that what Better Brain is? Is a podcast?
No, but we have a subsidiary, which is all kinds of media to promote the brand.
Oh, so you have a little podcast network?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a network. And I host the main one, the only one on the network.
All hail Dr. Schlag.
All hail Dr. Schlag.
Thank you.
So the institute itself.
Yes.
You founded it.
It's an old school.
It's an old school.
Yes, refurbished.
And it's to provide people with better brains?
Yes.
In what capacity?
Better people, better brains, better humans, better lives, better world.
I haven't seen X-Men.
What?
Is this a...
No.
Have you?
Okay.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen X-Men.
I feel like it's good.
You've never seen any X-Men?
I've never seen any of the X-Men in person or the movies.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I watched them for inspiration, but this is not the same thing. None of these people are freaks. These are regular people, and I've just given them better brains and better lives.
But you understand that your brain runs everything.
Yes.
Your brain runs your body. Your brain runs your mind. Your brain runs your brain.
That's right.
Okay.
You have read the pamphlet.
Yeah.
I understand that concept.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you have a better brain, you got a better body,
that's
you got
right.
a better mind,
that's
you got
right.
a better brain.
Yes, better brain.
So, in what way do you increase the goodness of a brain?
Well, they provide me with money, and I provide them with the pills that they should sell to people, and then they can take the pills themselves, which provide them with better brains, better selling ability, sell more, make more money, give me more money.
I forgot about this. You were pretty self-aware that it was a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
It's the best kind of scheme.
Well, I think because the first diagram is of a pyramid.
Yes, I show you the pyramid. Start right away.
Yeah.
I'm not going to treat these people like idiots. These are smart people.
I'm tricking you guys. This is a pyramid scheme.
No, they're not tricked. They know.
Yeah, they know. And he it's him at the top.
That's right.
And then it says, you are here.
Yes,
at the bottom. For each individual's at the bottom.
But you could be here, and it's slightly higher.
Yep. And the way to get higher is to put more bottom underneath.
That's right. Build up the foundation.
More bottom, yeah.
So how did you get involved with Better Brain?
I read the flyer that was outside in a one of those...
Drawers.
Oh, mail drawers.
Yeah. Like someone had taken their home chest of drawers and put it out by the sidewalk.
So the mailman would put mail into it.
Yeah, and then people would come by and put flyers into it.
I thought there was a mailbox.
And then put up the little flag on the side of the dresser.
That's right.
Yeah, yes. So that you know if your clothes are done or clean.
And that means I only get inquisitive minds.
Yeah.
Because it was not out in the open. I did not put posters out in the open. These are only for people who are
invested. People who would say, ooh, what's in that dresser?
That's right.
And what's in this person's mailbox?
That's right. And that's what me, and now I know what's in your brain, which is an investigative mind, an inquisitive mind, and a mind for molding, a mind for selling.
Yeah. And then a lot of the seminars to change that.
I play techno pop and then we dance.
Yeah. Do you like techno pop?
Can you give me a few examples of songs?
Sand.
Yes. East Coast techno pop.
Yeah, a lot of sand. Better brain.
God. You know what? Not been taking the pills?
No, well, ever since the hypnotherapy, I feel like better brain's starting to like weaken its hold on me, and I need to get some new pills, so I'm glad you came by.
Do you think that hypnotherapist is trying to get in with their own pyramid scheme?
Who was it? Who was it? Tell me the name.
Dr. Panfry?
What the hell?
Yeah.
My own brother.
Oh, Dr. Panfry's your brother.
Yes.
Oh, all hail Dr. Panfry.
No. No one hail Dr.
All
Panfry.
Hail Dr. Panfry?
No.
All hail Dr. Panfry.
No.
All hail Dr. Panfry. Why am I saying
Dr.
this?
Dr. Schlock?
Oh, why am I saying all hail Dr. Panfry? I've been hypnotized.
Yes, you've been put under a spell. I'm not sure why you're doing it.
Instigating.
Oh, God. He's a little shit.
It's like he knows that's my trigger word to repeat.
Well, you need to stop all hailing him, and you need to start all hailing me, because I am the only true doctor, and I am the only one who can help you have a better brain.
So did you know Ben at all?
No.
Great. So let's hear more about the Better Brain Institute.
I'm having a... Ben was wearing a Better Brain t-shirt.
I'm joking. Of course I knew Ben.
Oh.
By his name tag. Hello, my name is Ben.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know everyone's name as they have a name tag. You had to... I noticed you had a custom name tag when you came.
Yeah, I had to make my own.
Most people wear a standard name tag. You brought your own.
Yeah.
Weird one.
Well, because Cassie has a C and an S in it. And so... Well,
you just scratched out the letters.
Yeah, I scratched out
There was a Cassie Lewis.
I scratched out all the letters and then wrote CS underneath.
Right.
Yeah.
You didn't use the C and the S. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I still remember your name. I remember everyone's name. I remember Ben. He was there and he was a nice boy. He was a very nice boy. I went to his house for dinner.
You also ate dinners at his house.
One time.
Oh, only once.
This I feel like this is... Coming back, I remember that dinner.
Oh, you were there. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh.
All the disciples were there. He hosted us all.
Oh, yeah.
And we danced the night away.
And sent. Oh, yeah.
So what we're doing is trying to solve his murder.
Oh,
yes. I don't know if you know this, but 86 years ago, he was found dead.
I know the murder of all my disciples, and it happens quite often.
Do you have any theories as to why?
People are upset about Better Brain. They're upset because it doesn't work for everyone. Some people are not the chosen ones. And some people will take the pills and they'll just shit and shit and shit. And they won't get any smarter. And those people... Don't look at me like that. And those people are so upset.
I feel like you're judging without trying. And you just like... I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying. It's just coming through.
If Dr. Schlag, you have pills on you, I feel like...
Yeah, that would be great.
Griffin, do you want to try them?
Yeah, you have pills?
Of course I have pills. Okay. Always on me. Here, it's a Ziploc bag.
Great, thank you.
Pour them into your mouth.
Just all of them all at once?
You don't need water for these ones.
Okay.
Yeah, they dissolve.
Just gulp. Audibly. Ew.
I feel like you're choking.
There had to be a better way to do that.
Yeah, yeah, okay, that's one pill. Now do all the others. Do them one at a time. Yeah, they're big pills.
I'm going to be editing this in a Tim's and just be grossed out.
Why are you editing in a Tim's?
That's where I usually edit podcast. I don't know if you know this.
Normally, I didn't know you edit in a Tim Hortons.
Usually on lunch break, I'll go to Tim's and edit these.
Which Tim's?
You work in a place that's probably better than a Tim Hortons.
On lunch break, I get out of there and I go
I
to
guess
Tim's.
That's true. You don't
the
want
Tim's
to...
at Bathurst and Queen. Do you know? Okay. If you're at Lakeshore and Young.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you're going to want to walk up to Bathurst and Queen.
I was going to say, you said yourself a weird thing.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Regardless, you have the pills in you. Are you shitting?
No,
then you have a better brain.
All hail Dr. Schlock.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
He's come around. He's chosen.
Yeah.
So the people who are not chosen, the ones who cannot handle it, and they react poorly to the pills, they get upset with the people who sold it to them. They turn against them.
Yeah. They say, I'm not smarter. I shit and shit and shit.
And I'm no longer, in fact, I think I'm dumber. And those are the complaints we mostly
and
hear.
What was Ben?
Well, Ben was a seller. And that's why he hosted us all at his home. Great guy.
No, but wait, he was a chosen one.
Of course, yes.
Okay.
But I'm saying other people of that tier were also murdered by disgruntled shitters.
Oh, understood.
So this is my first suspicion. Mm. It would not be the first time.
I remember our families being at that party and being told we had to say goodbye to them and that we would never see our families again.
Yes, that is Yeah, that is the better brain policy, yes. Say goodbye to your family, say hello to pill selling.
Okay, I feel like this is just coming back. And Dr. Schlag, I don't mean to like question. It's just like, I feel like your brother has maybe opened my eyes to, you know, I'm starting to question the whole better brain philosophy. And I apologize. It's just like, as I said, maybe your brother has like rewired my brain to be.
Try this brownie.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you.
That's just a regular good-looking brownie.
Yeah.
You're going to win him over with sweets?
Yeah. Yes. That's a good brownie.
And what do you think of me now?
good baking skills. Yeah. I didn't know you were this well-rounded. And all right, I'm back on. Back on. But all hail Dr. Schlag.
All right.
All hail Dr. Panfry.
What did you say under your breath?
All hail Dr. Panfry.
What the hell is happening?
All hail Dr. Panfry. All hail Dr. Panfry.
If my brother is trying to turn you and maybe perhaps everyone against me.
All hail Dr. You. Perhaps. Dr. Schlag with a hammer.
Wait, is that your full name?
Dr. Schlag with a... Ben has a knife. Oh, the fire.
That's his full name.
Oh, God. Oh, the fire. Oh, Jack. Oh, God. Oh, this is brownie. This is amazing.
This is brownie, yes.
This is brownie right here.
You bring up something interesting, which is the murder of Ben.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did I talk about that? I kind of went into like a little state there.
Yeah, I wouldn't say talk about.
Oh, okay.
But said some key words.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you mentioned, just to review, you found Ben in a pool of blood.
Yeah.
He had a hammer in his hand.
Yep.
The bottom of his feet were burnt.
Yeah.
And he was stabbed all down his back.
Yeah.
Now, the stabbing I can safely attribute to a bayonet.
Yep.
Those things can be anywhere.
Yeah.
Watch out.
You can put one on a hammer.
Yeah, he could have backed into a shelf full of bayonets.
They have them lining the condom wall in that place.
Mm-hmm.
You can put a bayonet on a condom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I don't recommend it. but the certainly the bayonet shelf.
So he may have been hit by the hammer, fallen back into the bayonet shelf.
And then burned his feet.
And then fallen into the lighter fluid matches section.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fallen into the fireplace that's at the back of any convenience store.
Right, of course.
Yeah, for heating.
For heating purposes,
keep
but
it warm.
Still, someone had to hit him with that first hammer and cause
it's
that
really
chain reaction.
It's really all about the first initial hammer blow. That's true.
It was in his hand.
Sets off the Rube Goldberg.
So either that puts it on him, or he was just trying to, I guess, wrestle it away from himself.
Yeah, those are really the only options.
Someone put it in his hand to make it look like a suicide. That's because I take a better brain. That's what makes me so smart.
Is Benadryl?
Yeah,
wait, are
Benadryl.
These what these pills are?
Yeah. Wait, yeah. You really thought I said I take Benadryl?
Is that
no?
I was busy making a noise.
Boy.
That's Ben's full name. I don't know if that's a coincidence.
Is Benadryl?
Yeah,
Benadryl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Benadryl.
Ben, comma a drill.
Ben, a hammer.
Well, yeah, Benadryl was killed by Ben.
Wait, do you put a
hammer?
Wait, are you putting a comma? What, are you putting a hyphen between the first name and the last name?
No, where's the hyphen?
Oh, okay. You put comma?
Well, I'm saying is that a possibility?
Oh, like a drill, comma, Ben is how a teacher would call it out?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how it would appear on
attendance.
That is
drill call, yes.
Yeah, that is drill call. Yeah, a drill, Ben, In case there's another, like his sister's there. Adril Susan?
Yeah.
Oh, you knew Susan. Yes. Of course, she was at all Susan of our Adril. Parties.
We had to say goodbye to her.
That's right.
She was a member of the family that wasn't allowed. She didn't have the better brain.
Takes an oath.
No.
Yeah. She pooped.
Oh, she was a pooper.
Yeah, she pooped. She pooped out the pills, and so wasn't clearly a better brain. Yeah, as the one true sign.
Yes.
Of the chosen ones.
But her brother got in, no problem.
Yeah. Benadryl was always, I always looked up to him. No offense. Obviously, everyone looked up to...
All hail Benadryl.
All hail Benadryl.
That's allowed. He was above tier of you. Okay. You can hail anyone above your tier as long as everyone all hail me. Yeah. All hail me.
I was looked up, I looked up to Benadryl from day one. I felt like he, you know, he always had your attention. Honestly, there were times where I just hated him. Like, I just violently wanted to, like, smash his fucking head with a hammer because you seemed to love him so much.
Did you?
What do you mean?
Wait a minute. My brother taught me a trick. Ready for this?
Okay. Oh, you're going to feed him some of those hypnosis pills.
Mr. Siesta, you are getting sleepy. You are getting very sleepy. And just like that, he's out like a light. Now, ask the question again.
Did you? Okay, now he's just asleep.
When I snap my fingers, you will become the honesty human. And you will wake up and only say honesty on the snap of my fingers. Ready?
And did you?
Honesty.
Oh, I might have fucked this up.
Honesty.
Yeah.
Honesty.
Okay, so get
honesty.
Mr. Siesta, you
honesty,
are getting...
Honesty.
You are getting sleepy again.
Listeners, look what he's miming. Honesty.
No, you're getting sleepy. Okay. You're getting sleepy again. Sorry, ask your question again.
And did you?
Okay.
Okay, well.
And when I snap my fingers, you will wake up.
Don't monkey paw them. No. Specific.
When you wake up from this, you will answer this man's question to the best of your ability with all of the information you have at your disposal in your better brain.
Verbally.
Yes, you will verbally articulate the answer to his question without any hand gestures or any kind of weird middle ground. You will just straight up answer what he's just asked you.
And, I'm okay if the answer is like no.
And he's okay if the answer is no. That's all right. We'll find a way to end the episode. But the point is, you will answer it one way or another, and you won't dance around it. You will find it. Okay, here we go.
And did you?
Yeah, you're goddamn right I did. Oh my god, I bashed his skull.
Why?
Oh god, I love Dr. Schlag. Who is he? Why does Benadryl get all the praise? Goddamn, every day. It's like, I want some respect. I've been doing Better Brain for years. God, that's the only way to climb up the pyramid. Sure, they say get more bottom, but you stay at the same spot and the pyramid just gets more bottom. The only way to climb up is to murder. It's to murder. That's why I murdered so many people. Mostly Ben. Let's keep it to Ben. Oh, God, I've said too much. Anywho, yeah, so I bought name tags.
No, you found the true purpose of the Better Brain.
All hail C.S. Lewis.
All hail C.S. Lewis.
Am I the new home of Better Brain?
Give me that hammer.
I kept it with me.
Yeah, that bloody hammer. Oh, I should have known. I'm an idiot.
All hail, C.S. Lewis. All hail.
Okay, for the listener, this was another mime. Dr. Schlag hit himself in the head with the hammer, spraying my bedroom with blood. And
I fell back into the condom wall, and then I slipped into the fireplace. And now I am dead.
Listeners, there is a condom wall in my bedroom.
Don't you have something to say?
Sorry?
All hail C.S. Lewis.
All hail C.S. Lewis.
All hail C.S. Lewis.
Do not disrespect God. All hail C.S. Lewis.
Yes. Oh, God, this power, it was worth it. Oh, good. I'm going to go to sleep.
And that wraps up another successful episode of Killed to Death. I want to thank Matt Probst, who does our theme song.
I'm back. I reset my fish tank.
A lot's happened since you've been gone.
Oh, this guy's dead on your condom wall.
I know. Have to clean that up. I want to thank Matt Probst for his theme song. I want to like Killed to Death on Facebook. I want to subscribe to Killed to Death on iTunes. Yeah. I want to review and rate Killed to Death on iTunes.
Yeah, I want to email you.
You want to email me?
What address could I do that at?
killtodeathpodcast@gmail.com. What are you going to email me?
What am I going to tell you?
Yeah, what are you going to tell me?
We're both asking the same question.
What are you going to tell me?
And what are you going to tell me?
And what are you going to email me at killtodeathpodcast@gmail.com?
Yeah, come on. Tell me what you're going to email me.
Okay, what are you going to email me? And do you have anything to plug?
playwithfireimprov.com. And then Laugh in the Face of Fear is a show I do. I don't know why I'm still in this C.S. Lewis game. I'm not C.S. Lewis.
All hail Cam Algy.
All hail Cam.
I like that. I thought, that's disturbing how much I appreciate people saying all hail my name. Anyway, yeah, so just plug if you see me in the street.
Wait, are you telling me to plug this?
Yeah, just hail, say all hail Cam Algy as I pass by, and I'll like
that. So that was Playing with Fire Improv.
Playwithfireimprov.com, and then I do a show called Laugh in the Face of Fear every third Tuesday of the month at SoCap that I produce, so I feel like I should plug. That's about it.
That's great. And Steve, give us something that kind of encapsulates the theme of the episode, but is also kind of a funny one-liner in itself.
Ah, okay. Keep your stick on the ice.
Keep your stick on the ice.
Killed to Death is produced and engineered by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky. Special thanks to Katie Lohr, Matt Probst, and Tom Shank. Rate and subscribe on iTunes and like Killed to Death on Facebook so they know how to value their worth as human beings.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.